Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to talk about the margins tax with attorney Josh Hicks. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, gets pretty feisty with Dick Gamet, Chris Wicker, and Chip Evans. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are joined by Josh Hicks, an attorney with Brownstein Hyatt. And for the purposes of today's program, he is also the attorney representing the Committee to Protect Nevada Jobs, who have filed a lawsuit against the, quote, education initiative, also referred to as the margin tax initiative. What are the biggest problems that you see with this initiative?
Well, we highlighted several problems in our lawsuit, and just for a little bit of context, the lawsuit is primarily based on a few different issues in Nevada law. There's the single subject rule, the description of effect, and then there's an unfunded mandate component of it. So those were the three big issues that we've highlighted at this point. So, really one of our biggest issues is in this initiative. It's called the Education Initiative. When you look at the initiative itself, when you look at a lot of the public statements that have been made about it, you would suspect that this petition would actually be used to support education funding. The text of the petition itself, when you start looking at it, it really does not do that. There's no requirement that it do that. And we look at this as really just a tax that can be generated an enormous amount of revenue and can really be used for any purposes by the legislature.
Right, but it would go to the distributive school account, but the legislature or the governor could take that money out of there and use it for whatever he wanted. It would end up in the general fund.
Right. Part of our, the way we explain this in our lawsuit is that there's a variety of different ways it could end up in the general fund. And one primary way that it could happen is even if these revenues were deposited in the distributive school account, even if they stayed in the distributive school account, there's nothing in there that would prohibit the legislature from taking funds that are already in the distributive school account or would otherwise go to the distributive school account and putting those funds elsewhere. And that's why the net effect of this petition would be to allow a dramatic increase in unrestricted state spending.
At You mentioned the single subject. Can you elaborate on what the issue is in the petition on that?
Sure. Well, we've identified several single subject allegations in there, and the single subject rule is something that was put in place in 2005 in Nevada. We didn't have it before that, but the whole idea of the single subject rule is to keep petitions as straightforward as possible so that when voters and citizens are presented with these petitions, whether they're going to be signing them or voting for them on the ballot, that they're as uncomplicated as possible and that everyone knows what they're voting on. In fact, one of the main reasons for the single subject rule is to prevent any kind of hidden agendas in petitions. And that's really a big part of our argument, is that this concept of unrestricted state spending is really the hidden and main agenda in this petition. So the single subject rule really is, like I said, it's to prevent multiple subjects. It's to promote informed voter decisions, prevent voter confusion. And that's really what we're trying to do in this lawsuit, is make sure that the public is aware that this petition is not, the primary purpose of this is not to support education. It's really to raise taxes and allow for greater government spending.
And your other two main points that you argue are?
Well, we bring up other, let me back up for a minute. There's a few other issues in the single subject rule as well that we bring up. This petition would do a few other subjects that are not related either to the support of education. For example, in Nevada, we have very strong taxpayer confidentiality rules right now. The names of taxpayers, the amounts of tax they pay is protected except in certain limited circumstances. This petition would actually change that and would require taxpayer names and the amount of the tax paid to be published on the Department of Taxation's website. We're not sure exactly why that would be necessary. We don't see how that would be related to supporting education. But that's another issue we see in there. That's a fundamental change in the way that confidentiality rules work in this state. We've highlighted a few other issues.
Can I go back to the single subject rule?
Sure.
So what you're saying is that the phrase itself, single subject rule, sounds to me like it should mean that whatever you're petitioning should have a single subject. But you're saying that the fact that it would raise money for unlimited spending based on the revenues that would come in is part of that single subject rule. Could you explain that? Because that's a little complicated.
Really, what we're saying is the first thing you need to do in any kind of single subject analysis is figure out what is the subject of the petition. And our argument is that there are multiple subjects here. There's a subject which this petition purports to be, which is supporting education. There's another subject, which is an increase of tax for unrestricted government spending. Those are the two different subjects that violate, in our opinion, in our allegation, the single subject rule.
All right, let's take a break. The complicated issues, but we'll get more into it when we come back. More with Josh Hicks right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. Now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Josh Hicks, the attorney who is representing the Committee to Protect Nevada Jobs, which has filed a lawsuit against the Education Initiative, also known as the Margin Tax Initiative.
Who really comprises the Committee to Protect Nevada Jobs? Who are these folks?
Well, the committee is a group of different taxpayers and associations. In fact, in our public documents with the court, we've disclosed many of the members. We're continuing to add members, but there are a variety of business associations that are part of this.
Can I read off a list?
Yes, please.
They include Carol Velarde, who was very blatant about this on the program last week, the Nevada Taxpayers Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, Las Vegas Chamber, the Nevada Farm Bureau, the Reno Sparks Chamber, the Nevada Manufacturers Association, Nevada Bankers Association. I mean, it's a huge list.
Yeah, it's a very diverse list. This is a tax that will affect nearly every business in the state, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in. And you see the diversity in the membership here. These associations cover every industry. We have gamers, bankers, truckers, retailers. Everybody is in this, and everybody has an interest in making sure that this petition, that people know what it is they're being asked to sign.
And so, other than the single subject, what's your opposition to the petition?
We've highlighted some other issues with the description of effect in this petition. We've also highlighted some issues with this being an unfunded mandate. And the description of effect is...
Is that because of the people that would have to be employed to monitor the taxes?
Well, the unfunded mandate argument is really... based on the first biennium appropriation under this petition would be paid by an increase on the modified business tax on financial institutions. It turns out that the amount that the petition proponents are going to appropriate is less than what the Legislative Council Bureau and the Department of Taxation is estimating will be needed to administer this. So without a sufficient administration appropriation to cover the cost of administration, that create some constitutional problems in an unfunded mandate, and that's the genesis of what our unfunded mandate argument is about.
One of the things that concerns me the most is that, you know, this is essentially the same as the gross receipts tax that we saw in 2003, and where people, for example, people who sell petroleum, they make cents on the dollar, but the price of gas is very, very high, and therefore they would be paying a tax on the gross amount, not on the net profit, and that's, in my estimation, is going to put a lot of people out of business.
Well, absolutely. That's a big concern of the committee. If you actually look at the way you define your total revenue, it ties into some federal tax reporting, and it actually is the gross receipts line on the federal corporate tax return. So you certainly have an issue. This is not a tax that's on a profit margin. The margin is different than what a profit margin is. So one of the other problems we have with this case, and we brought up in the lawsuit, is the fact that businesses that have a very narrow profit margin, or even businesses that are unprofitable or losing money, could still have an enormous tax liability under this petition, just because of the way the revenue is calculated and the way the margin is calculated.
Does this mirror the legislation that was introduced last session?
It's very similar. It's almost verbatim to Assembly Bill 582. That was a bill that came out at the very near the last few weeks of the session in May last year. It didn't get a vote. It didn't have any support from really either party, although leadership brought it up. But that's telling to us about some of the problems with this kind of tax as well. This is a tax based on a similar tax that's in place in Texas. That tax has had nothing but problems since its inception. It's constantly being tinkered with by their legislature. It's subject to litigation. It's cost an enormous amount of money for small businesses and all businesses to comply with it, and it's underperformed revenue projections as well.
Interesting. Las Vegas Sands is part of your committee. How's the rest of gaming approaching this? Because it doesn't really affect gaming per se, correct?
Well, it does affect gaming. It does not affect gaming revenue from actually the casino, the gambling.
Because they
games.
Already pay a gross tax.
Right. But it will affect any non-gaming revenues from casinos, and for many gaming properties, that is actually a majority of their revenues.
Yes, 62%.
Right, so it will affect that. So it will have a significant impact on many gaming operations.
All right, so is the Nevada Resort Association going to join your committee? Or
I don't know the answer to that. I can tell you I've reached out to them. I've made them aware of what we're doing, and I know they're thinking about it. I don't know where they are on it.
The proponents of this initiative indicate that there's a way, there's different deductions that can be made to avoid the problem you were saying of being taxed on their gross and not their profit. And are you saying that provision is not in here?
There are deductions in there, but our argument is that even with those deductions, you could still have your net profit be in the negative and still be forced to pay this tax just because of the way that it's calculated. I'll give you an example. Depreciation is not something you can take as a deduction. So if you have a capital-heavy type of business, your revenue could actually be very high because you cannot depreciate any of those capital assets, and you could end up paying an enormous amount of tax even though you may have zero net profit.
You have a hearing now on July 31st. What's going to happen at that hearing?
We have a hearing on the afternoon of July 31st, and both parties will present their arguments, and the defendants are represented by very good and competent counsel. I expect we'll have a good, robust debate, and the judge will make his ruling, and we will see what the judge says, and we'll see where it goes from there. It could be the end of it. It could be appealed by a party. We just don't know at this point.
You know, it's interesting because there's a threshold of $1 million for small businesses to not have to pay this tax. But the reality is that there are a ton of small businesses that hit that number in terms of gross revenue, but certainly not in profit.
Right. And that's another one of the issues that we highlight in the lawsuit, too, is that, $1 million sounds like a lot of money, but like you said, there's a lot of small businesses that will have, if you look at the way revenue is calculated and all the everything that's considered as part of revenue, you can get over $1 million with a very small business, and then surprisingly enough, you're going to be hit with this tax. It probably bears noting there's no phase in either. The $1 million is really a firm number. So, even in Texas, they have a point where your tax will be waived if you're within a window of that of what their threshold is. But here, it's going to be, it could bounce from year to year depending on the size of the business. Some years you're going to pay an enormous amount of tax. Some years you might be just under that $1 million. You pay nothing.
Okay, Lynn Warney, who is the head of the Teachers Association, will be here to discuss this issue and give us another perspective on it. More to come is all I can say. So thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Businesses need to experience victories every day. Today, you can be victorious by switching to Charter Business and saving an average of over $50 a month on business internet and phone. So call 877-250-5432 and make your entire office more productive with internet speeds up to 100 megs. That's 16 times faster than AT&T's fastest DSL. Plus, your company will enjoy a real phone line with unlimited long distance and over 30 advanced business features. Compare that to the phone company. And with Charter Business, you get a dedicated 24/7 support team based in the U.S. If saving over $50 a month doesn't make your decision easy, this will. Call now and get up to a $500 gift card. $500! If you don't switch, you're leaving money on the table. So call 877-250-5432 now, because time is running out. To the victor go the spoils. Call 877-250-5432 today.
The choice on taxes. Mitt Romney's plan, a 25% tax cut for millionaires, tax breaks for oil companies and corporations that ship jobs overseas, but a tax hike for 18 million working families. President Obama's plan, ask the wealthy to pay a little more so the middle class pays less. Eliminate oil subsidies and tax breaks for companies that outsource. Two plans, your choice.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Dick Gamak, the Washoe County District Attorney, is here. Chip Evans is the former chair of the Washoe Dems. And Chris Wicker is the speaker for the Washoe Dems. So I guess you are outnumbered, sir, first, on the Republican side.
First time.
Let's go to the news and News 4 reporting this morning out of Reno that the Washoe County Jail is getting close to the point of where they're going to need to start releasing prisoners because they're too crowded. And potentially they have so many felons in there that felons could be released as well. Your thoughts on this and how we got there?
Well, we've dealt with this for years and years now. We came up with the CJAC committee here in Reno to address this issue. We've done a lot of innovative things here. The sheriff has been, whichever sheriff we've had, because we've been through this with Sheriff Kirkland, Sheriff Balaam, and now Sheriff Haley. And I think it all started with Sheriff Sweeney at the time that we had entered into the agreement with the federal government to build the new housing facility up at 911 Parr Boulevard and to keep the population where it belongs. There's been a lot of work release programs. There's been a lot of things done, and we may be running out of that rope now. And if we are, that's where it's going to have to go. It's either that or come under federal court control, which we absolutely do not want.
All right. Well, that's where that sits. I just want to open that up, as that was breaking news this morning on News 4. Interesting story in the New York Times came out last night. Democrats proposed plan to sidestep GOP anti-tax pledge. What they're saying is that what they want to do is let all the tax cuts expire on January 1 and then vote on a tax cut for the middle class shortly thereafter, and basically allow the Republicans to avoid their no new taxes pledge. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think the Democratic approach at the moment is to just try to separate the tax breaks for those under $250,000 from those above. And one way to do that is to let them all expire and then bring the other ones back, or simply only allow some of them to expire, which are those above $250,000. So it's the same formula, just in a different approach. And one way or the other, it sorts, you know, where the Republicans stand and where the Democrats stand on who should be paying taxes.
So many of these Republicans in Congress have sold their political soul to Grover Norquist with his no new taxes pledge. I would bet a bunch of money that Grover Norquist would say that that's a violation of the no new taxes if anybody was to support the Democrats' plan to just raise, just cut taxes on the middle class and below, because his ultimate goal is not necessarily the welfare of the government. His ultimate goal is to shrink the government so small, as he puts it, so you could drown it in a bathtub. So Grover Norquist is not an honest broker, and he will come out and say it violates the pledge.
Marlene, go behind the headlines and tell us what's really going on here.
Well, I think that the Democrats are trying to, and there's a vote this week, I think it's on Thursday, to put everyone's feet to the fire and have it to break out the middle class tax breaks as opposed to the upper income tax breaks. And I think that they want to put the Republicans on record of voting against the middle class.
Dick, you know, you're in an interesting position because you are a conservative, you are a Republican, you're also a county employee. How do you look at this? Because you're not a no new taxes person, I don't believe.
Well, someone give Chris a nitrate so we can wake him up here as soon as I say this. I do not believe in the no new taxes pledge. I never have believed in that. You're tying your hands when you make that pledge to use, and it may be that you never vote for new taxes, but if they're necessary, if it's something you need to do, you need to have that option open to you all the time. That's what we elect these people to represent us for. So I don't believe in that to start with. Secondly, I don't believe in this just going after the rich on taxation either, because we are a country that everybody has an opportunity, and these people have worked, they've made a fortune, they have the incentive to do it, and I don't see why they should be penalized for doing that. That's what made this country great. I'm a flat tax advocate, big time. time. And I think everybody should pay their fair share on taxes. I don't care if you're making, and one thing's been brought up to me, how about the poor? Well, you go up to the poor level, nobody pays taxes up to that amount. Then from there on, everybody pays a flat tax.
You know, it's interesting, the point that Dick raises, which is about this country, which is one of the reasons that the death tax, or the anti-death tax has so much support, is that everybody in this country believes that someday they're going to be rich.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting, and it goes back to the messaging that the Republicans are so very good at misleading people, and to instead of the estate tax, which gives an impression of, you know, we have to have an estate, which is true. That right now the estate tax only affects way less than 1% of people, but I've seen polls where people think maybe it applies to 25% of the people. And I agree with Dick that one thing that made this country great is the ability to become wealthy through your own efforts. The other side of the coin is that this country needs a certain amount of revenue to operate, and we're talking about operating important government functions. And I find it interesting that they call it penalizing the rich or attacking the rich or something like that. All it is is you have the lowest tax rates we've had since the 1950s. You cannot increase taxes on the middle class because that would badly affect the economy. There is that room. There is room to allow taxes increase slightly on the wealthy. And if you're going to tell me that a 3.5% increase tax on the wealthy is going to remove their incentives to do what they do, I would say you're crazy.
All right. And on that note, crazy it is. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout. But you know Dick has a gun, right?
The weakest job adding quarter in 2 years.
It wasn't supposed to be this way. Over 3 years with crushing unemployment, American manufacturing shrinking again. President Obama's plan, spend more. He's added $4 billion in debt every day. The economy's slowing, but our debt keeps growing. Tell him for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the New Majority Agenda at newmajorityagenda.org.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Call 855-603-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month and get four DVRs for $19.99. With up to 780 hours, you can record and watch your favorite shows in every room of your house. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's five times faster than AT&T U-verse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter phone with unlimited long-distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-603-PLAY now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we'll talk with Larry Mathias from the Nevada State Medical Association about the ramifications of Obamacare now that the Supreme Court has ruled. See you on the next broadcast.